It's 8:38 on KWAD this morning, and we're excited to start a new weekly spot. We're going to call it Chamber Chat. Each Monday morning at about 8:40, we're going to visit with Dana Cannelberry, the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, about what's happening in Wadena, and she's joining us in studio this morning. Good morning, Dana. Happy Monday. Thanks for being with us, and let's just start out. How long have you been on the job, and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, good morning, CJ. Well, I started on December 7th, so been on the job for about a month and a half now. The goal of the chamber is to really bring people and shoppers to Wadena. Examples would be hosting events and promotions, marketing businesses on the chamber's Facebook page, on our website, in publications, the newspaper, on the radio. You know, lots of places we can promote our wonderful city.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on. You guys have a lot of events. And speaking to that, do you have anything that you guys are working on at the chamber right now?
Oh my goodness, yes. Next week, starting on Monday, January 30th, we kick off Wadena's Winter Crazy Days. That's 2 weeks of Wadena retailers and restaurants offering deals and discounted merchandise. Shoppers will also get a chance to win Blake Shelton tickets, Minnesota Wild and Minnesota Twins tickets, and $150 in chamber bucks.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And that's the tickets. That's thanks to Hubbard Broadcasting. So a shout out to you guys. Thank you so much. So to win these prizes, you have to spend $50 at a Wadena business and you fill out this passport. For example, you can spend $20 at Weber's Hardware, $15 at Hometown Crafts, and maybe $15 at the Boondocks to fill out your $50 passport. Then you drop off your completed passport at the Chamber or Hometown Crafts, Pure Gold Nutrition, Weber's Hardware, Thrifty White, the Uptown, Larry's Pizza, Miracles. It should be a fun 2 weeks. You might even see some of the businesses dressing up for crazy days. I also want to thank some other sponsors. Magnify Financial of Wadena, Miracles Ace Hardware, and the Wadena Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Wow, sounds like a whole lot of stuff going on. It sounds really, really cool, Dana. Tell us a little bit about the business After Hours event that the Chamber is hosting as well on Monday.
Yeah, so that's Monday, January 30th, and it's the Chamber's way of helping businesses network and enjoy an evening together in a very relaxed setting. It's going to be the first one for 2023, and it will be at Wadena Pizza Ranch's Donovan Hall, starting at 6 and running till about 7:30, and we'll enjoy a buffet dinner, then introduce the newest businesses joining our community. We'll give an update on what the Chamber is working on, as well as hear from the business community on ways maybe we can keep our business climate vital. I'm all about listening and then taking that and seeing what we can do as a chamber. We also want to thank the chamber for hosting this first Business After Hours and, Wadena Pizza Ranch and Tri-County Healthcare for sponsoring it. My goal for the first year is to hold 4 of these events. The next one will be in April.
Sounds really, really cool, Dana. I see that the Chamber made an announcement this week on your Facebook page that you should definitely go and follow if you're listening, that the country music singer-songwriter Aaron Simmons is going to be performing at this summer's June Jubilee. From the Facebook comments, it seems like people are pretty excited about Aaron coming to Wadena.
Oh, definitely. I knew people knew about Aaron Simmons, but I just didn't realize how popular he is around here. For people who might not know who he is, Aaron Simmons has roots here in Wadena. His dad and grandparents are from here. Aaron wrote a song called Nobody's Home in Wadena. It's a country music song, which is a heartfelt tribute to his grandparents. The video for the song is actually shot at his grandparents' home here in Wadena. It's such a great song and video. I highly recommend, if you haven't seen the video or heard the song, to check it out. Dan and Corey on the Superstation interviewed Aaron, I believe, last year. But yes, it's we're excited to have Aaron Simmons as part of our entertainment on Friday, June 9th of June Jubilee, which the dates of June Jubilee will be June 8th through the 10th. And one of the things that we are going to do in addition to Aaron is we're going to move the parade back to Thursday night, June 8th at 7 p.m.
All right. Awesome. Aaron Simmons, super nice guy. Super fun to be able to have him come into Wadena and doing all that stuff. It'll be a really cool thing to look forward to this summer. But some things that are coming up a little bit sooner, I believe you guys have another event coming up in February called Wine and Chocolate. What can you tell people listening about this, Dana?
Yeah. So we're excited to bring back the Wine and Chocolate event as an in-person activity or event on Saturday, February 11th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Depot. Because of COVID, the last in-person event was back in 2019. We've changed the name to include more businesses. So it's called Wine, Beer, Spirits, and Chocolate, a Valentine tasting party. So attendees, they purchase a ticket and then they will get to sample a variety of wines from Wadena Liquor, craft beers from Drastic Measures Brewery, vodkas and bourbons from Little Round Still, as well as enjoy some decadent sweets. We've even have truffles, homemade truffles made by Candies by Candace of Browerville. And we have sweet desserts from Oma's and a chocolate fountain with fresh fruit from Russ Davis. The idea is take your sweetheart out to dinner in Wadena, then stop by our event before or after for the tasting. Tickets are on sale at the Depot, the Wadena City Library, and any Chamber Board member. And then proceeds from this event will actually go toward Christmas lights and decor in the BN Park. So we want to build some Christmas spirit during the month of December. So that's why we're going to have this fundraiser too.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're talking with Dana Canterbury of the Wadena Chamber. Anything else, Dana, you want to talk about with what's going on at the Chamber?
Yeah, just one more thing, CJ. The Chamber calendar. We encourage groups, organizations, businesses to let us know when your events are so we can add it to our Chamber calendar, which is on our website. Our goal is to make that calendar a resource for people to find information on events and promotions. Also, you know, when people are planning an event, they can go to our calendar and see what's already scheduled to avoid any conflicts. So that's a big goal that we have this year. We also encourage people, like you said, to like or follow the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. And just want to thank you, CJ and KWAD, for this opportunity to share what's going on at the Chamber, because we do have a lot. Next week, we'll take a look at what it means to be a Chamber member.
We're talking with Dana Canterbury. She's the Wadena Area of Chamber of Commerce Executive Director as part of, like Dana said, something that we're going to do each Monday around 8:40, having her come on and talk and share all things going on with the Chamber. Dana, it was great to have you come up and be in studio and talk, and look forward to next Monday when we can chat about that.
Thanks so much, CJ. Have a good day.
There goes Dana. And by the way, if you missed any part of this interview or you want to listen to it again, do whatever, share it to somebody who didn't listen, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, where we'll have the full interview with Dana, and we'll be posting the full interviews each Monday to our website, wadenaradio.com.